Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. This episode is brought to you by my latest devotional, 90-day devotional through the book of Romans called Outrageous Grace Every Day. And I think it would be an amazing Christmas present to give a friend who's looking for a new devotional or to give to yourself. Today we are in Romans 4, verses 1 through 12 in the ERV, and that stands for the Easy to Read Version. And so this is what it says. So what can we say about Abraham, the father of our people? What did he learn about faith? If Abraham was made right by the things he did, he had a reason to boast about himself. But God knew different. That's why the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and because of this, he was accepted as one who is right with God. When people work, their pay is not given to them as a gift. They earn the pay they get. But people cannot do any work that will make them right with God, so they must trust in him. Then he accepts their faith, and that makes them right with him. He is the one who makes even evil people right. David said the same thing when he was talking about the blessing people have received when God accepts them as good without looking at what they have done. It is a great blessing when people are forgiven for the wrongs they have done, when their sins are erased. It is a great blessing when the Lord accepts people as if they are without sin. Is this blessing only for those who are circumcised, or is it also for those who are not circumcised? We have already said that it was because of Abraham's faith that he was accepted as one who is right with God. So how did this happen? Did God accept Abraham before or after he was circumcised? God accepted him before his circumcision. Abraham was circumcised later to show that God accepted him. His circumcision was proof that he was right with God through faith before he was circumcised. So Abraham is the father of all those who believe but are not circumcised. They believe and are accepted as people who are right with God. And Abraham is also the father of those who have been circumcised. But it is not their circumcision that makes him their father. He is their father only if they live following the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just said the word circumcised way more times than I probably ever have before. So thank you for teaching us what it means that that was a sign of the covenant that you had, the Abrahamic covenant, and that you are a God who keeps promises. And your promise was that all of the nations of the earth would be blessed through this one offspring of Abraham. And we also know that as we look forward to the New Testament, all of that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And so we just thank you for that, that it doesn't mean I have to have Jewish blood running through me to be right with you. I simply need to have faith in you. So Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with their faith today, struggling to believe. Maybe they're walking through a time of deconstruction and they're trying to figure out what's true and what's not true. I pray that we would all come to that place to realize that having faith does have its basis in fact, but it also there is also an element of trust there. We have to believe that you are a God who rewards those who seek you. And so, Lord, teach us how to do that. But more than that, help us to have the strength of the Holy Spirit within us to exercise that faith, to trust you for the next things, to keep walking forward when things seem bleak. Lord, for those who are battling a difficult week, I pray you would lift their spirits. I pray that you give them the gift of understanding contentment and how to praise you in the midst of the storm and how to be grateful and exercise gratitude when things don't look the way we want them to look. Teach us to have faith through that storm. Teach us to trust you even when the winds are whipping around us or circumstances are falling down around us. Or maybe we're financially stressed out during the holiday season. Lord, help us to place our bedrock faith and trust in you because you are trustworthy. Lord, you have accepted us. Help us to live in light of that valiant and amazing truth today. We are accepted by the Almighty God because of your Son, Jesus Christ. So thank you for that. We can live life with wholeness and grace and peace and joy and all those amazing traits that the Holy Spirit gives us. So we thank you for that today. And we rest in it today and we choose to trust you today. And some, like, I can't remember who it it said, who said it in the New Testament, he said, I believe, help my unbelief. And that's what I pray too. I believe, but help my unbelief. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful to have you here. We are going to be celebrating 2 years of Pray Every Day on February 1st. I know that's a couple months away, but if you'd like to help the podcast out and have your testimony recorded and be a podcast star, you can go to marydemuth.com and there's a little microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Click that and that will help you to record a testimony about Pray Every Day. And we will show those, or William will compile them for us on February 1st. And then February 2nd, I have a surprise for you. So if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Actually, today I am painting another painting for you guys. At the $5 level, you'll get one of my original paintings scanned and sent to you. So hope you're having a great day. Merry pre-Christmas. And I hope that you have a hot beverage in your hand and are enjoying a little bit of respite.